Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Israel has freed 30 prisoners from their jails as part of a temporary ceasefire agreement with Hamas. The group are believed to be comprised of 15 women and 15 teenage males. Hamas has also freed 12 more hostages, handing the 10 Israeli citizens and 2 foreign nationals to the Red Cross. Hundreds of family members of hostages still in Gaza have held a rally in front of the Kiryat military base. 27-year-old Gali Lev says they want the Israeli government to ensure the remaining hostages are released.
We want to pressure the government to release not only the children, also the children, but their parents are still kidnapped. There are young people, there are young soldiers, people who are innocent, were in this party, and now they're kidnapped and we don't know what, if they're dead or alive. We have to have them home as soon as possible.
A police officer charged with the tasering of Claire Noland at her aged care home in the New South Wales town of Cooma has had his charge upgraded. New South Wales police say an additional charge of manslaughter has been laid against the 33-year-old senior constable attached to the Monaro Command on the advice of the Director of Public Prosecutions. A statement from the police says notice has been given to the officer's legal representative this morning. The officer remains suspended from duty with pay and will next appear in court on the 6th of December. And a new nationwide survey suggests the climate crisis is the biggest concern for young Australians. Mission Australia's 2023 Youth Survey report has found 44% of respondents say the environment is the issue that concerns them the most, more than housing affordability and mental health. Mission Australia CEO Sharon Callister says the research shows young people are engaged with the major issues facing the country. She says everyone reading the report should take their voices and perspectives seriously. The government now has the numbers it needs to pass its updated Murray-Darling legislation in the Senate. David Pocock has announced he will support the bill in exchange for $20 million more in specific funding for the Murrumbidgee River and a pledge for greater and more meaningful Indigenous input into the management of the system. Mr. Pocock was the last senator Labor needed to secure passage of the legislation after it won the support of the Greens. Ngunnawal traditional custodians have welcomed the senator's support, with spokesperson Brad Bell appearing at a press conference with David Pocock to speak of the river's importance to culture.
Murrumbidgee is really significant to us as Ngunnawal people. It is a part of our storylines, our songlines, and it's a part of our pathways. Murra being pathway, Bidgee being boss.
That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.